You're listening to SBS News.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
The call to prayer has been heard in Mackay for more than 100 years. With the election looming, at the city's Islamic Centre, they now worship under the gaze of a Pauline Hanson One Nation billboard, just across the road. It reads, "We've got the guts to say what you're thinking." Imam Mohib Siddiqui puts on a stoic face.
Everyone is free to express whatever they feel, and we're more than happy to, ignore it if we want to.
Here, One Nation's campaigning focuses strongly on providing jobs and regional infrastructure. This appeals to Martin Bella of the Green Shirt Movement, a local grassroots organisation which aims to unite conservative forces around these issues.
We provide support to good policy and good people. And at the moment, that's not coming from Labor and Greens. So, people can pillory anyone that votes for One Nation. That's up to them.
One Nation preferences in the 2016 election were critical for the success of Labor and Coalition MPs in Townsville and Central Queensland. Recent revelations about money for gun law changes and the Port Arthur massacre have opinion polls suggesting support for the party has collapsed. Not to mention Queensland Party leader Steve Dixon losing his job following leaked vision of his visit to a US strip club. The scandals have taken their toll on One Nation's leader Pauline Hanson, as she told Channel 9.
"I've copped it more than once, and I keep getting up and I'll have another go. Until the people don't want to vote for me, I've been let down dreadfully. Not by him. I can give you a whole list of them. A whole list of actually keeps having to go. And I've stuck this with this because I believe in making a change for the people."
In the party's heartland in central Queensland, views are mixed.
"Absolutely disgusted. Politics, nobody trusts anyone anymore."
"Unfortunately, she's the one that stands up and says, what needs to be done. I think if Liberal or Labor leaders, had the same sort of attitude, I've been a Liberal voter all my life."
"I don't know about these One Nation, Mo. I know, I'm not a big fan of Pauline Hanson. And
she's, racist. She thinks that Muslims are bad people when, there's only very few. It's like us, there's good and bad in everyone."
However One Nation fares in the polls, Imam Mohib just hopes Australia's future is inclusive.
"We all are Australian, and we all are proud to be part of Australia and proud to be part of that voting process of Australia. And it's always in our prayers."
Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.